Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with our ace producer, Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this first Monday in March, and had a little bit of a power outage here at the station. There we go. We're still going on. That's fine. I knew we were still on the air, but the lights did go out, so it was a little hard to get a little orientation there. Anyway, we are the third day in March 2014, the Buckmaster Show live each weekday from noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. Of course, Monday, we get things rolling with the Monday Political Face-Off. Commentators John Munger and Vince Robigo with me today. Then we'll talk very serendipitously with General John Wickham, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff, and of course it's serendipitous because today is a good day to talk to the general for our monthly visit with everything, the crisis in Ukraine. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com, and of course they're on Facebook. Seated to the left of me, Vince Robigo, Tucson attorney. Vince was a Democrat candidate for Arizona Attorney General in 2010. To my right, John Munger, Tucson attorney, former chair of the Arizona Board of Regents, 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Gentlemen, how are you doing today? Nice
very
weekend.
Well. How about you both?
Thank you very much
doing
for
well.
Asking. Very, very nice weekend to get the rain. The garden really liked it.
Yeah, it was a gorgeous day.
It was a great day, and the rain was everywhere. We went up to Phoenix on Saturday to visit some friends, high school friends of my wife who were in the valley, and boy, it was pouring on the way back and partly on the way up.
Oh, that's terrific.
The unfortunate thing is this may be the last rain until the monsoon season, so let's hope that is not the case, but we certainly need it. We've been in this prolonged drought. 1062, SB 1062. Vince, the papers, the Tucson and Phoenix papers over the weekend were talking about the winners and losers, kind of the fallout of out of SB 1062. How do you see it?
Well, I didn't happen to read those, but by my estimation, I think that GOP candidates for office are going to be the losers in this in a political sort of a realm.
You think
on
it will
this
have
issue.
Legs for the
well,
next
I do
election.
Think it's going to be an issue that's going to it's not going to go away, and so there's going to be voters that are going to be and I'm talking about voters on all sides, not just the general. I'm talking about also in the primary. Voters are going to be looking hard at who we are electing to state office, and are they more interested in just pushing issues that are social issues, rather than focusing on the economy, focusing on bringing, a world-class education system, public education system back to Arizona, focusing on issues that matter in terms of moving our state forward. People are out there, they need work, they need jobs, and yet that's like the first substantive big political debate that they send up to the governor, which of course we now know that Arizona's gotten a tremendous black eye from that. Various conferences have been, conventions that were coming to Arizona have been canceled, and you just never know the true impact. But it is after the on the heels of Senate Bill 1070 and the damage that caused Arizona's reputation, voters are going to be looking very hard at all candidates for office. But because this was a 94% of the elected Republican legislators backed this bill to go to the governor, I think that's who it's ultimately going to hurt, who I think benefits from this. I don't know that the Democrats get a significant political credit. They should, in my view, for standing up to it and standing up very strongly. But I think who benefits to this is LGBT people that are concerned about being inclusive, people that want to say, let's focus on jobs and not these divisive issues. People that support equality and non-discrimination, and it gives those efforts towards equality a very big boost and a sort of it was a national spotlight on that issue. So I think that it's even though it was terrible that we had to go through that, I think it helps because it rejuvenated that effort. It brought new people into the fold that are willing to look at this issue and fight for inclusiveness and non-discrimination principles.
John Munger, how do you see it?
Well, you know, the issue was blown out of proportion and wrongly analyzed by both sides of the press. The issue was arose from the cake lawsuit in New Mexico.
Yeah, New Mexico.
Where the cake maker, didn't want to make a cake for a gay marriage. Now, let me start off from where I am. As you know, Bill, I feel very strongly I'm pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is a life and death issue. It's very, very important to me. My attitude is I could care less about most of these social issues.
That are brought forth mainly by the Center for Arizona Policy.
Well, that are brought forth by a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's gay, who's not, I don't care. You know,
your GOP colleagues would disagree.
No,
I think.
I don't think they would.
I didn't see them on the floor debate.
Well, Vince, we can argue about that five ways to Sunday.
But I'm not arguing. Look at
Vince,
the words they
Vince,
say.
Vince, please let me finish.
Sure.
So with that in mind, what these people were trying to do is avoid the religious right. The conflict or resolve the religious right issue of the person who didn't want to make the cake, say, versus the person who wanted to be served.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they were trying to do. Now, the problem is that issue doesn't really exist in Arizona because New Mexico had a special law that made gay rights a protected class. Where that kind of lawsuit could happen,
mm-hmm.
in where you'd have somebody saying, I'm a protected class, you have to serve me. That is not the law in Arizona. We just didn't need this whole thing. But that was the concept, is to protect the religious rights of somebody to make a decision. Where I come down on that is my attitude is, if you are a public accommodation like a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
you've got to serve the public, period. If you're not a public accommodation, you ought to be able to serve whoever the heck you want, and we don't need to go into this. But the legislature decided they were going to go into it. I wish they hadn't. I see both sides of the issue, and I think we need to move on to the more important. I agree with Vince. We need to move on to the more important economic issues that facing this state.
The other side of this, and you know, we're still talking about this debate, but the fact that it, as John acknowledges, and I agree with him, that it was not an issue. There was no litigation, no issue whatsoever in Arizona. But the fact that groups like the Center for Arizona Policy and really sort of the ideological wing of the GOP that's in charge of the state is pushing this when it's not an issue. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the issues that are being left off the table. You know, for example,
well,
you know, a few weeks ago, you know, the issues that we're not really discussing that ought to have statewide attention. You know, we have this issue that was just in the paper about public education, and that we're at the lowest level in 13 years
yeah,
in terms
13
of
years classroom spending slides.
Well,
slow,
correct.
Slow.
Well, let me finish though, John. So yeah, the classroom spending sliding the most in 13
mm-hmm.
years,
yeah.
And yet you have the superintendent of public schools
mm-hmm.
saying he's not the superintendent of public schools and supporting a robocall to 50,000. Arizonans saying that they part of this new private voucher expansion, saying that you should consider going to private school,
mm-hmm.
and so we have our system of equalization, which is public education.
You're saying priorities are out of whack,
way out of whack, and
well,
so that bill's being debated this
okay.
week
so,
as to whether are we going to keep undermining public education and then push these ideological
let
issues.
Let me get back to 1062. Both sides push ideological issues. And I thought that Governor
Brewer... Maybe the last time we've been doing that on the Democratic side in this state of Arizona.
Oh, you've been
in charge forever.
You've been
Come on.
You've been doing it for years,
Who's been in charge of the state?
You guys have been doing it for years in terms of wanting to spend every dime that this state has, leave us no reserve fund, always trying to figure out ways to spend money in crazy, frankly, in my opinion, crazy ways. We both have our issues. I thought Governor Brewer, getting back to 1062, I thought Governor Brewer made a great point. Not a big fan of Governor Brewer.
What was the
run
point?
Against her. The point was, she said, look, there has not been an incident in Arizona that she knows of where somebody has been sued for violation of their religious, for failing to serve somebody, where this conflict has existed. It is not an issue in Arizona. And she said correctly, why are we doing this?
Right.
And I think that she needs to be given credit for vetoing the law, and frankly, the Republican Party, whose party she's with, needs to be given credit that she vetoed the law. And
I think we disagree more. They brought this.
Well,
come on, that's just sort of like, you know, hey, I caused the train wrecks, and then I saved some people. You know, the last thing I want to add before we move on, because I know you're almost out of time.
Yeah, we're time for a break.
The bill would have actually included corporations as having religious beliefs. And I'll tell you what, I can't remember the last time I was sitting in church where I saw a corporation sit down next to me.
Vince,
that's the kind of craziness we're talking about in the state of Arizona.
Corporations are made up, private corporations, closely held.
Fictional entity, John.
Vince,
you know,
please let me finish. Corporations are made up of people. Mm-hmm. It's like Hobby Lobby. And the Supreme Court is in the process right now of deciding whether Hobby Lobby as a corporation has the rights of its owners. I think they do. You could disagree with that, but it's not an absurd concept.
I think our founders would turn in their graves if they knew the extent that corporate personhood, quote unquote, has been twisted to the extent that we're going to be allowing a legal entity that's created to be separate from its owners, that's created to be an actual financial entity, to say that that financial separate legal entity has a religious belief.
I think if we basically say to people, because you have formed a corporation, you no longer have religious rights, I think that's crazy.
John Munger and Vince Robigo with us, our Monday political face-off. We're at 12:17 on the Buckmaster Show. Time for our first break of the week. Let's take it, and then we'll be back on the Monday political face-off.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is exactly how you found him. Mr. Arp, would you mind if Dr. Watson has a look at him?
Not at all.
Thank you.
One of the lumbar vertebrae, the third vertebrae.
Thank you. Simple as ABC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not all things are as easy as ABC, but there are many ailments that can be treated with chiropractic care. Hi, this is Dr. Watson with Chiropractic USA. What do Aaron Rodgers, Tiger Woods, Usain Bolt, and 76% of all PGA golfers have in common? They are all under chiropractic care. You may not be a professional athlete, but all of us suffer to some degree with aches and pains. No matter who you are or what you do, you want to perform at your highest potential without pain. At Chiropractic USA, our mission is to help you get healthy and strong naturally. Get your spine checked today and see what your potential can be. Pain-free, naturally, at Chiropractic USA. In most cases, referrals are not needed unless you're a VA veteran. Chiropractic USA for the well-adjusted life. 818-7788. That's 818-7788.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan bottled water delivery service, either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious, one sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amori on the web at veroamori.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off. John Munger is here and Vince Robigo. It is the Face-Off, and it is brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's over at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com, and they're also on Facebook. And, of course, I give Moe my five-star ranking. If you need any kind of framing, for sure, please stop by Moe's Gallery and just tell them Bill sent you, and they'll take very good care of you. Vince and John, I am concerned, and I know both of you are, about the developments going on in Ukraine. Vince, it's very troubling, and you wonder if Mr. Putin is going to be the winner out of this.
Well, I think if you look at the history of things and you look at the context of Ukraine and that particular part of Ukraine, the Crimean Peninsula.
Yeah.
I think it did not surprise me to see that maneuver and see what he did, Putin, that is. And in particular, given what happened in 2008 with Georgia, Russia has a long history of using scenarios where there's destabilization or political unrest to go in and protect what they believe is you know, theirs or partly theirs. And so I was not surprised to see this happen.
So after 6 weeks of unrest, they saw the opportunity.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, the sad thing about this on the local side there in the Ukraine is what you're dealing with And what's being overshadowed in this whole picture is that there was essentially a corrupt mafia-style leadership with Yanukovych and his family. Mm-hmm. They depleted the resources. This unrest didn't just happen. This issue was brought to light because of the severe economic problems resulting from how poorly the country was managed and the great wealth that was siphoned out from Yanukovych and his cronies. Mm-hmm. The problem is they were, until this recent sort of toppling, they were the elected leadership. So Putin saw that opportunity. And if you go back, to 1954, this was essentially made, it became part of the Ukraine, so to speak. It was largely symbolic. This whole thing with the Ukraine, it was symbolic because it was all part of the greater Soviet Union at that time. You know, this part of Ukraine, it's primarily 60 to 65-70% Russian speaking. They identify with Russia, and so it's not surprising to me to see them do this. I think the biggest test is really not, what we can do. I don't think we're going to do anything militarily. Mm-hmm. I think the issue becomes, what does Ukraine itself do? Because Ukraine has one of the biggest armies in the region, mm-hmm. but they don't have nuclear arms.
No.
Russia, of course, is equally matched and has nuclear arms. We are a country away, and that is an interest that is certainly was Russia's interest to the extent that they had their naval base right there in Crimea, right there on the Black Sea,
yep.
in Sebastopol.
Mm-hmm.
And Sebastopol, for example, was the site of a battle between them and the Nazis, between Russia and the Nazis.
Of course, going back, John Munger, a lot further, there was a 3-year war that centered around Sebastopol,
sure,
the Crimean War.
British, French versus
Russian,
and Turks.
Beginning in 1853. John, is this a move on Putin just recognizing what he believes, perception of that our foreign policy is weak?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I think, number one, he recognizes, just as in Georgia, there's nothing, as they say, there's not a damn thing we can do about it. And he's going to, just as he did in Georgia, he's going to do what he's going to do. He's trying to bring back together the Russian Empire. I think he has been emboldened. I don't want to blame this on Obama, because I don't think that's fair. I think that he has completely outplayed Obama on the international scene, starting in Syria a couple of months ago. Somebody said on one of the weekend Sunday news talk programs, Putin's playing chess and Obama's playing marbles, and that's kind of the way I look at it. I think that we're in the process of reducing our military. It's quite clear that the Obama administration is trying to withdraw from the world. But I don't want to blame this on Obama. I don't think it's fair. I think it was going to happen anyway. I just don't think there's probably anything we can do. And apropos of what Vince has said about the big question is what Ukraine's going to do, I agree with that. I think the West will try to cut Russia out of they'll try to have economic sanctions and all that. And I think Russia has plenty of assets and they're not going to worry about that. I think the big issue is, what does the Ukraine do? And probably the logical answer is they divide, just the way the Czech Republic divided from Slovakia, from Czechoslovakia to the Czech Republic and Slovakia. Probably what needs to happen is the Ukraine needs to divide themselves between the European-friendly West and the Russian-friendly East, and just get it over with. The last thing we need is a war. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's worth fighting over. And I frankly think that the Ukraine can't beat the Russians. So they probably, the better part of valor is just divide the country up and have mm-hmm. them divide it. I'm not suggesting we do it.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with most of what John just said. And the question is I don't know, given the sort of toppling of the prior regime and this sort of new government there, I don't know how strong they really are. So assuming they are able to hold strong and say, okay, we'll negotiate some sort of splitting and have this sort of autonomous region. And I don't even know that, for example, that Russia wants them to be part of Russia. They want them to be sort of a semi-autonomous territory or, mm-hmm. or something of that nature.
They want their puppet government.
Correct. And then the question then becomes, what is that enough for Putin? That's what worries me.
I think there's one other thing that's interesting that will come out of this in the long run, and that is what the Europeans will do. I think the Europeans have relied on the United States for far too long. And I think that Germany, France, Britain, the other European countries, probably through NATO with the U.S. help, but they're finally getting the message that they have this problem on their east. They're going to have that problem for a long time. They need to get real about defending themselves and defending Western Europe. You're going to have the Russians at the Polish border soon. If they get through the Ukraine, then the Poles are going to be at risk. And I think that the Europeans need to get real, both on an economic and a military basis, that they need to take more participation in their own economic as well as military defense.
I agree with that. And the final point is that there do need to be some sort of economic and other reprimand from the world to this sort of conduct.
All right. John Munger, Vince Robigo, thank you very much. And we will continue. It'd be interesting to see what General John Wickham has to say about whether he foresees Ukraine and Russia actually spilling blood over this. The Monday Political Face-Off, John and Vince, by the way, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks
a lot. Face-Off sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Moe's can take care of all of the framing needs, and of course, they have fantastic custom frame mirrors. Moe comes out, does all the measuring, then they'll come out and do all the hanging as well. Back with General Wickham after this break.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Do you want to learn how to live healthier for your stage of life?
Then make plans to attend the Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo on March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Discover new ways to enrich your daily life. Stay healthier and be informed and engaged for the different life stages from midlife and beyond.
The Pima Council on Aging Ages and Stages Expo features 150 local exhibitors, a wide range of fun activities, food, demonstrations, seminars, prizes, and live musical entertainment.
The Ages and Stages Expo is free for adults of all ages, March 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Casino del Sol. Event proceeds benefit Pima Council on Aging. For more info, visit pcoa.org. Presented in part by Arizona Daily Star, Assurance Healthcare, TEP, and this station.
If aging isn't your issue now, it soon will be. So attend the PCOA Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo, March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Hi, this is Keith from American Openings. You've heard me talk about our replacement windows. Now listen to what some of our customers have to say.
Before we had the windows replaced, we could barely see out of them.
My windows were single pane, costing me more money and energy.
We called American Openings. They came out, measured all of our windows. There weren't going to be any gimmicks, no big surprises at the end.
He told us about the warranty and the process of the work.
When they said they'd guarantee it for life, I was sold. It was definitely a seamless scheduling process.
They installed these in one day, and I didn't think it was possible.
There was no drywall damage. There was no stucco damage on the outside of our home. No problems whatsoever with any of the custom orders that we needed done.
Everything went super smooth, and they did not have to go in and restucco anything.
They said what they were going to do, and they did it.
They really improved the looks of my home. I love them.
The choice for replacing your windows is clear. American Openings, Arizona's window manufacturer, 664-1202, or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Please join us for our special program, Discovery Nights, during March at Biosphere 2. On selected Saturdays in March, Discovery Nights will offer extended hours with family-friendly stargazing and nighttime tours under the beautiful lights of the University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Also, new exhibit previews just being opened to the public for the first time. Visit b2science.org for more information and come visit today. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:37 on this Monday afternoon. We're on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, 790-2040, if you would like to join in the conversation with General John Wickham. General Wickham is our military and foreign affairs contributor to this program. He was U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987 and Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the Army. He is retired in Oro Valley, and we're always honored to have him with us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. General, how are you today?
Doing fine, Bill. Thanks for the call and opportunity to be on your wonderful program.
This is a dangerous time, so dangerous that the British Foreign Secretary, William Hague, a few minutes ago said that this is the biggest crisis in Europe of the 21st century. He is referring to the Russian Navy issuing an ultimatum a short while ago to Ukraine's military in Crimea to surrender at dawn. Pretty ominous there. General Wickham, give us some overview. How serious is this?
It is serious, and no doubt about it. We need to look at it from an historical perspective, if I could do that very briefly. Russia has always, historically, sought a warm water port. If you look at the Russian landmass, they don't have much access except in the east and through the Black Sea. And in the Black Sea, they have access to the Mediterranean and into the warm waters. So the Crimea becomes a very vital element in Russian history and in Russian nationalism. And therefore, that's part of the movement behind what's going on now. Now, about 60 years ago, as we know, Russia gave up, after the breakup of the USSR, gave up the Crimea, and it became part of the Ukraine. So what Russia is fearing now, with Yanukovych, the former president of the Ukraine, being deposed, and the Ukraine is now making noises about leaning more towards the West, there is a worry that that might lead to Crimea being no longer accessible for the Russian Black Sea Fleet and the warm water port. So that is a visceral drive behind what's going on. Now, having said all of that, are the Russians going to be crazy enough to start war over Crimea? No, I don't believe so. But they're going to flex muscles. That is natural. And they're going to let people know this is important to them. And we need to recognize it is important to them. Now, we can do things that make it a problem for Russia, and we're doing that. The fact that Kerry is going to Kiev tomorrow to recognize the regime there and to bring some support from the West is important. I think the G8 countries that have invited Russia to be a member for a number of years, when it was appeared to be that Russia was now a responsible member of the world community, by distancing themselves from Russia and maybe kicking Russia out of the G8, may be a signal to Russia, wait a minute, you no longer are going to be welcome in the community of nations the way you need to be. So we do have leverage. Russia has the weak hand here, no doubt about it, and even though they do have a military. Russia has an economic problem, so they do not have a power to influence and flex the way the United States does. So I think that we can diplomatically resolve this. I think NATO can do things to bring some pressure to bear on Russia. So I do not see this as, even though it's a serious situation, I do not see this as the prelude to war.
General Wickham, what about the Ukraine military? Could you see blood being shed over this? Would Ukraine move against Russia? And what kind of military does Ukraine have?
Ukraine is a very weak military. It's a former member of the USSR. It has a small navy that is somewhat fractious because many in the navy speak Russian and lean towards Russia. Some in the Ukraine military on the eastern side of the Ukraine are much more disposed towards Russia. That's where they came from. Many of them, a lot of retired people there. The western part of the Ukraine, which is former Poland, is much more oriented towards the West. So I doubt that the Ukraine military is really going to do anything. There may be some bloodshed. There may be some police action that could lead to some injuries. But I think the wise heads are going to prevail here.
You don't see the U.S. military getting involved?
Absolutely not.
General John Wickham with us. And General Wickham, so much to talk about with your monthly visit. And of course, everyone has heard by now that the cuts in the Army troop levels are going to be going down to levels we've heard maybe pre-World War II. Is that what you're hearing?
Yes, that's right. And you can argue this is no time to make cuts in the military. And one can say for the people in the military and those veterans and families of veterans can argue, as they are, we don't want to make any changes. We like it the way it was, and we need to be powerful militarily. But we need to wake up. We've spent, believe it or not, $7 trillion fighting these two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Almost, the reason it's so high, and that includes the veterans care, is because we have done it on the credit card. The first time in our nation's history that we've ever done this. And we're going to have to pay that off. It's going to be on the backs of our children and grandchildren. And all of the services are faced now with a dilemma. Given the reality of lower defense budgets, which is necessary to rebuild our domestic military strength and economic strength, if we don't do that, we cannot be globally strong. But if we're going to rebuild, it's going to require some cuts. And if I were chief of staff of the Army now, I would be looking out at all of our bases in the United States and overseas and recognize that the backlog of maintenance on these bases is the highest in our nation's history. I would see that the backlog of maintenance on all of our ground vehicles and helicopters from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq are the largest we've ever had, costing over $3 to $4 billion to replace. I would see that the modernization of our helicopter fleet, which desperately needs it, is no longer being modernized. I would see that the family programs that we started years ago, what I started, have gone a-wandering, and we need to rebuild them. There's an old phrase in the Army that you enlist soldiers, but you re-enlist families. We've got to care for the family. So I would, as chief of staff, I would realize that we're going to have to invest in all of these things that need investment. And where is the money going to come from? It's going to have to come from pay. We're going to have to cut the size of the Army. Half of the Army's budget is pay and allowances, and the same in the other services.
General Wickham, I wanted to take, we'll get back to the specifically DM after the break, but before the break, Andy has been holding patiently. General Wickham, he has a question about Ukraine. Go ahead, Andy.
Yes, General, getting back to the Crimea, I was curious about the Tartars who historically do not like the Russians, and if the country is separated, the Ukraine is separated into two nations and the Tartars are left in the Russian part of it, wouldn't they be like another, like the Kurds would be, a kind of a people without a country? I just wanted your opinion on that.
Andy, excellent point of view. Obviously, you're a bit of a student of the area. You're exactly right. Crimea is made up of Russian-speaking folks and the Tatars in the southern part, mostly, and some Muslims, as a matter of fact. And so it's a complex situation that's grown up like many of the former republics in the Soviet Union. And that would lead, could lead to some problems. And that is part of the worry that Putin and his associates fear, is that it could lead to unrest in other parts of the former Soviet Union. So you're exactly right. They need to move with delicacy about Crimea. And I think they will.
All right, General John Wickham, General Wickham will stay with us through the break, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you would like to join in the conversation, I want to come back to the Davis-Monthan situation and the A-10 after we listen to the fine lineup of people who believe in what we do here, and we ask that you support them. We'll be right back. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of Metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold, and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanque Verde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion is brought to you by our friends in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just three and a half hours east of Tucson. So many great places to stay and things to do in the Gila National Wilderness and historic Silver City. Great places to stay like Lake Roberts Motel and Pinos Altos Cabins. Check out southwestnewmexico.org, their fine website for all the things to do and places to stay. General John Wickham is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. And before the break, General Wickham, you were talking a little bit about possible BRAC or the base realignment and consolidation. Where does Davis-Monthan fit into the equation?
Well, you're exactly right, Bill. As we talked earlier, if all the services are going to make some reductions in their spending, part of that reduction is going to require some closure of bases. The Department of Defense has been trying to do that for several years. We have too many bases in this country, and there's an excessive amount of funding going into maintaining them. It's just like if you had a family and you had a cabin in the mountains and a cabin on the shore and a home, You need to close one of them if your funding is going down. Difficulty is Congress refuses to do it. So all of the bases in Arizona are vulnerable, and it's important for media like your wonderful program to inform the public about the importance of these bases to national security and to economy. The contributions to the domestic economy in Tucson and in Phoenix and Sierra Vista from Fort Huachuca are enormous from the bases that are there. And it's conceivable that Davis-Montham could be on the chopping block. I don't think it would be, because we do make a case against it. On the other hand, we're going to lose probably the A-10 aircraft there, and that will reduce a substantial number of people that are on the base and deployment of aircraft. So it could make Davis-Montham somewhat vulnerable.
Yeah, it's a very good point, General. The Boneyard isn't going anywhere, for sure, so that portion would stay of Davis-Monthan. But as you say, with the A-10, the mayor was on the program, Mayor Rothschild, on Friday, and he specifically said if the A-10 does indeed go away, we're talking about 2,000 jobs, civilian and military combined, that we would lose here in Tucson.
That's probably right, to a degree. If the A-10 goes into mothballs, a large number of those aircraft, if not most of them, would remain in the Boneyard. And guess what? The Boneyard serves as a foreign military sales contribution to other nations that are buying parts and buying aircraft. And so my guess is, since we have upgraded the A-10 in recent years to prolong its life, and it has proven its value in close air support, that you will find many foreign countries that will want to buy that aircraft. So the Boneyard will be prolific in sales.
Do you think the A-10 may survive this, General? I know it's very popular among some in the military.
It could survive, yes. The military is going to resist it because it feels that there's no other aircraft on the horizon that can do the close air support. Yes, we can use drones to do it. And yes, the F-35, when it comes, will be able to do part of it. But nothing can take the place of the gun system that is on the Warthog. And nothing can take the place of the ability of the A-10 to get close to the ground and survive. The pilot sits in a titanium shell, which protects him. So it has much durability, and the other aircraft do not. So it's conceivable that it might survive. On the other hand, we've got to go back to our earlier discussion. If we are going to modernize, if we are going to improve capabilities, eventually we have to get rid of the older things. Imagine none of us want to get rid of an old car that we love.
Yeah.
But eventually you're going to have to replace it with a new car.
That's right.
And the new cars have got more bells and whistles than you can imagine.
All right. Let's go quickly to Matthew on the Buckmaster Show live line. Matthew, less than 2 minutes to go, so please keep your question very direct to General Wickham.
General Wickham, there's a paper out there floating about suggesting that the Army might benefit from taking the A-10 itself and changing the rules to allow them to have they can have fixed-wing aircraft anyway, but... any thoughts? Have you heard about that? And would it behoove the Army? It's only a $3 billion addition to their budget and a change in is it supports them the most. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Matthew, an excellent job. Obviously, you're always going to school on these things. The idea of shifting the A-10 into the Army, that is an old idea. It goes back years, even when I was chief of staff, the debate about giving the Army the close air support mission, which is what the Army needs. And the Air Force Chief of Staff and I talked about that, and we came to the conclusion, no, this is an Air Force mission that the Air Force cherishes and wants to do. The Air Force came out of the Army, as you know, Matthew, and so the close air support is part of their business, and they want to continue to do it. And they will continue to fund close air support capabilities. And yes, the Army could take it over. But for the Army to take over the A-10s and to fund that out of the Army's budget, and we're talking of a whacko impact on the Army and other capabilities.
All right, General Wickham, we're going to have to wrap it up with you. Have you been out doing your biking? You were at one point doing 10 miles a day on the bike.
No, I'm doing as much as I can do every day, as long as the good Lord lets me do it. I find it a good way to stay fit.
Well, General Wickham, we really support what you're doing and your community work with us. We thank you very much, and we'll look forward to your visit coming up in the 1st of April. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bill. God bless, and thanks for your wonderful program.
Thank you very much, General John Wickham, former Chief of Staff of the United States Army. He usually joins us. We usually try to get him on the first Monday of the month here on the Buckmaster Show, so we'll look forward to having General Wickham on in April. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. We thank Culligan, all of the in-studio guests. Enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan while they're here in studio with us, while they're on the air, kind of wetting their whistle, and everybody enjoys the arrangement. Coming up tomorrow morning, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, and then Joe will be back with 8 to 9 with his new show, The Daily Double. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brand, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Rose and myself wishing you a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.